Senator, we've learned a lot. We continue to learn a lot. Now, you guys held a press conference on Monday to talk about the legislation. You and fellow House Minority Leader Zach Ista of Grand Forks. Not only are you requesting, or at the time requesting, that elected officials and higher ed employees report knowledge of crimes against children, but also a call to empower and fully fund the North Dakota Ethics Commission. Let's take those both in separate conversations. First of all, the legislation requiring elected and employees of higher education to report knowledge of crimes against children, called a mandated reporter in current legislation, in current North Dakota Century Code. Who is all a mandated reporter?
Okay. Mandated reporters are professionals like social workers, counselors, teachers, dentists, doctors. So there's a whole group of people that are mandated reporters regarding child neglect or abuse. What I introduced was something different, because there are questions about being a mandated reporter and one's ability to really do that, because there are so many variables. And should someone have some training? You know, you take physical abuse. You know, there's everything somebody might say might be a problem, between somebody patting their child on the butt to somebody beating their child to death. Well, there's a way great space in that. You got to have some understanding of how to and when to make such a report. What I did in this case was narrowed it to sexual abuse related to the specific case. And I did it that way in order to stay away from these other arguments. And I just figured, somebody having sex with a child is pretty clear. You don't need much training. And I think everybody in the world should be able to understand what that is when they see it or they hear it. But I also felt I should narrow it to elected officials and university officials, because that is what the news was about. And so there's a little bit of confusion about this, and hopefully this clarified. This did not change anything about mandated reporters and the steps they have to take and all of that. That all stays the same. This was specific. If you're an elected official or a university official and you hear or see something about sexual abuse of children, you are required to report it.
And so my understanding, after you had legislative council draft the bill, this went to the Delayed Bills Committee because of the fact that session is still going on. And that Delayed Bills Committee acted on this yesterday, being Monday. What did you hear from the Delayed Bills Committee, which you, I understand, are a member of, and what was decided?
You know, it was fascinating, and I wish it would have been recorded and videotaped. Essentially, everybody around the table, six, I guess, senators, talked about the CNS crime and discussed their concern and said, well, there's no way this could be addressed, because it's such a late time in session and it takes 3 days to get a bill passed in terms of the machinery of the legislature. So they used that. And then there was a little bit of implication of, maybe I did this for just getting attention, you know, political tension. And I told them, look, I was in a psychiatric hospital on Saturday morning when I heard all of this crap, I had a responsibility to act. And I could care less what the party issue was. I knew this guy for over 40 years. I didn't know this stuff was going on, but when I was reading it, and I don't know if you've read this stuff, but it was just, to me, it called for action. And I don't care if it took one day or 3 days or a week. And frankly, you know, they used the 3 day thing, but it looks like it's clear. We're not going to be adjourning before 3 days. The legislature already took tomorrow off. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's already 4 days. And it's going to be Friday and maybe even later. There's 20 days this bill could have passed. So that's what happened. There's a vote to not enter the bill. And that was a risk, you know, that I took. And I understand the process. I'm now the longest serving senator in North Dakota. I know the process. I know it's a tough call. But I also know I personally am a senator and I have a responsibility to act. And that's what I did. And some other people decided not to let it go forward. Now, they gave encouragement, you know, like, bring it up next session. We all want to be involved. We all want to be supportive. We all want to stop this kind of behavior. So there was that kind of discussion. I'm sure most of them, if they were talking to you, would say they said no because of the limited time.
So is your plan, Senator, to bring it up next session or to make sure that it is discussed when the legislature meets again in 2 years?
Yes, that is totally my plan. And I'm going to be following this in the interim, too. You know, and another idea was I even brought it up to the Rules Committee. You know, could we do something even in terms of the rules of the legislature? So I'm looking at different routes of this. I actually had three bills drafted, and I chose this one that was specific to this behavior of this former legislator that included connections with the university. I wanted to make it as applicable as possible to increase the chances that the senators would take the bill in for consideration.
Senator Tim Mather of Fargo joining us here for this conversation. Senator, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Glad to do it. And at the news conference, did you listen to the news conference?